Do you ever feel stuck, like you are living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big Movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm Sharon Lecter, your host, and delighted to introduce someone I met a couple of years ago and just so impressive. And she is dedicated to helping women entrepreneurs. So, Kathy Christen, thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited to be here today and speaking with someone that I admire so much and excited to keep that legacy going of impacting women. So thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You are one of the co-founders of GoBundance Women, and I had the pleasure and honor of speaking at your organization at the beginning of the year last year, and just amazing women coming together. And, you know, having been somebody that was a pioneer, didn't have a lot of women around me, it's just so nice for me to see at this point the organizations like yours that are there to support women and really not just support, encourage, but also kind of like push forward women entrepreneurs and helping them get their feet under them and understand the importance of building their business properly. You have quite an incredible past as a serial entrepreneur and dedicated to culture within organizations. But I'd like to start with my guests, asking them to talk about Little Kathy. Tell us a little bit about Little Kathy.
Oh, yes. So Little Kathy thought she could conquer the world until about middle school when I was exposed to individuals who had income. My family was very low income. Lots of love, lots of encouragement growing up, lots of gratitude. My dad made sure we were grateful for what we did have with serving at local soup kitchens and homeless shelters. So I never felt I was lacking until we had the blessing of being gifted scholarships to help with a small private school that we were able to attend. And it was there where I first started questioning my ability of, could I get it all done? You know, what could I do? And I remember at 14 years old was really where I decided I was going to be an entrepreneur, because that's how I would have time and money freedom. My parents couldn't be it a lot because they were working so hard to provide for, I'm the oldest of four. And it's something that you don't notice as you're growing up, but in retrospect, like, wow, they did so much. But growing up, it's like, why aren't they at all my games? Or why aren't they at all the choir recitals? And, you know, they had to work. And I remember vividly being at a girlfriend's house one day, volleyball practice was canceled, and both her parents were home. And it was like 4 p.m. in the afternoon. That was mind blowing to me. And I said, how is your mom and how are they both at home right now? And she looked at me kind of confused, like, what do you mean? Oh, well, they have their own business. You know, my dad's an architect, my mom's the accountant, and, you know, they get stuff done. And I remember going, oh my gosh, well, that's it. Like, that was my ticket. I said, I will own my own business one day. And I really feel like that is what triggered my passion for helping people with time and money freedom and really helping women have it all.
Well, the organization GoBundance is co-ed, but you and your co-founder said, you know, let's do a GoBundance for women. And so you started that. Tell us a little bit about how you got started, and it's just grown phenomenally at this point.
It's been amazing. You know, I think to rewind a little, many of us, and I think my partners, you know, you are familiar with Kelly Resendez and Mandy. I mean, when Kel and I first met and we were talking about the idea of this GoBundance and GoBundance Women, we had all achieved so much for so long on our own, but there was that factor of the loneliness factor, right? There's also the energy that you're doing it with when you're racing with all the guys and like, go, go, push, push energy. And so there's the burnout, you know, that had been there as well. And I think that when we first started talking about this, it was just this desire to really surround ourselves with, you know, like-minded, you know, women that wanted to have it all, that wanted a great home life. Because I remember, Sharon, I was told in my 20s by friends, like, if you don't slow down, you're never going to get married. No one's ever going to want to be with someone like you. I was on the road speaking. I was a corporate trainer, you know, just doing all these things. And they just, you know, they would laugh and be like, you say you want kids or you say you want to be married. And I just don't know how your life, you know, can equal that. And I remember that programming being stuck where it didn't even allow me to get married until my mid-30s to my, you know, forever husband. Because I thought it just wasn't possible. If I want to speak, if I want to coach, teach, if I want to travel the world and have these adventures, I had to sacrifice, you know, the family aspect. And man, was I wrong, but I didn't realize it. And I think that a lot of high achieving women, you know, there's this like, how do I get it all done? Because I think there's a programming by society that we all have of wanting to be the caretaker, wanting to be involved at home, wanting to help support, or maybe feeling like we're supposed to, right? But then we also want to have a business or multiple businesses. We want to travel, we want to impact. And it's society, it's almost like one or the other, right? You're either a stay-at-home mom and you do all these, you know, things that we've grown up knowing, or you're a trailblazer like you, but I don't know what you're going to get to have, you know, is what I was told. And so with GoBundance, our goal was to really show women how to build abundance in all areas, right? Because wealth is not just about money, although we love talking about money and passive income and how to make your money work for you so that you can have time for the things that you love most, right? And that would be, you know, your health, your relationships, adventure, contribution, whatever drives your purpose, but having the time and the resources to be able to do so.
Well, and I love that because today you're happily married. You just had your third child. So you are, you know, you're walking the talk and you're sharing that with other people. And I think, you know, I talk a lot about the power of association, and that's one of the gifts that you give women by joining GoBundance Women, because you have people, it's like a giant mastermind. You have people that have been through whatever trouble you're going through at the time, and they can help you chart the course through it, or even finding new associations, new ways to expand your business and to move forward. And in Think and Grow Rich Woman, I talk about one big life, which is what you're talking about, is really paying attention to every aspect of your life and creating the next step forward. And I think in today's environment, there are a lot of women that are now primary breadwinners. They make more money than their husbands. And that's, you know, is creating a huge shift in the social dynamics of the family. And, you know, it's not going away. So we need to find a way to navigate that. And yet women are still the primary caregivers and the primary responsible for the home. So it is continuing to evolve. And the fact that you're giving women the tools to be able to do that. Talk a little bit about, the gift that you being part of GoBundance is for women.
Oh, man, I think you started hitting on that earlier, just having that community of others who have kind of been there. We all have different journeys, different strengths, different experiences, and it's the spider web of support. And I love that, you know, in the past, many of us had, you know, for me, for sure, a personal journey of burnout. You know, there was a point, I remember in 2007, Sharon, I had achieved at that point, I was one of the top producers with Cutco Cutlery. And I was with them for a long time, and I had hit every metric and broken every record and had broken the national record by August in 2007 and was number one in our company. And I was like, wow, I achieved everything I wanted with this $250 million company. And I felt so empty and I was so burnt out, and my health and everything. And I didn't like my life. I wanted to just I actually went that August to my friend's a pastor, and she said, come with me to this. And I was ready to just go do missions, move to a country, live in a hut. I was like, I can't handle all this. Because I used to believe that success meant always doing more, constantly striving, sacrificing my personal life. And so when I reached that breaking point where that wasn't sustainable, I knew in 2007, I had to create systems, you know, for my own life and business to reclaim time and energy. And so that shift really sparked a passion for helping other women leaders build businesses that don't consume them. And now, you know, through GoBundance and having this community, I have the opportunity to empower women to thrive, not just in their careers, but in all areas of life, because I really do believe, and I know you know this, that you can have it all with the right systems and support.
Well, I think that term reclaim time and energy is really important, because it's, you know, women tend to put themselves last, and so you do lose your energy, and most of us are doing things we shouldn't be doing because we don't know how to delegate. So talk a little bit about what you see as the couple of main issues that keep women from achieving the success they deserve.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I would love to speak on this. You know, I think that a lot of women feel like they are the ones that need to get it all done, right? And it's a fight that I have to have when I'm working with individuals, because, and I get it, because you built this thing, and I understand. And there was a time where I didn't want anyone else to touch it. You know, like I built this from the ground up. And so many of the women that I work with struggle with overwhelm, isolation, burnout, because they're managing both personal and professional responsibilities while they're feeling like they have to prove themselves, you know? And so they face a pressure of really being everything to everyone, which can easily lead to that burnout. And so I see a lot of women, there's a challenge with trust and delegation. You know, they have a hard time releasing control. And so that's something that, you know, in my personal practice, and I bring that into GoBundance, really helping clients by teaching systemized delegation, creating boundaries that really allow them to focus on high value tasks. And we work a lot on mindset shifts, which, you know, I love your work, and just releasing the guilt of wanting more and realizing that asking for help doesn't diminish their worth. I mean, for years, I felt like if I asked for help, people wouldn't trust my guidance, or, you know, if I didn't have it all together, you know, and understanding that we're all on this journey together and we're here to support each other. And so a key strategy we implement is building strong support networks, whether it's through hiring the right team members or connecting with other women leaders who truly understand their challenges. You know, once they have these systems, the support, and that clear sense of purpose, they really thrive, not just in their business, but in every area of life.
And I love the term systemized delegation is such, because it really, you know, business systems is really what allows the business to scale. And if you don't have them, and so many times people try to run a business by personality, not by systems. And it's, you know, it's
so not duplicatable. And if you do that, you're stuck there forever. You know,
right.
So if you want to, whatever you want to do, you want to get out of your day to day and really get to enjoy, you know, the life of your dreams and everything we talk about as a life by design. You know, how do you design a life that you absolutely love? I mean, that was my first book, and now I'm working on a new book, which I'm excited really towards women. Before it was just a book I wrote for my great, great grandkids to one day know how to live the life of their dreams. Life is a masterpiece, and really how to design and set things up so that they could have just absolutely love their life. And it's amazing when you get clear on what it is that you want and where you're going, what you need to support that, you know, because I've had women who have this phenomenal business idea, or they're currently doing it. And then I'm like, tell me about, you know, what does your dream life look like? You know, what is, you know, tell me 5-10 years from now, business is just thriving. Like, what are you doing? And when they tell me like, oh, I'm traveling the world, I'm doing this, I'm like, okay. And what does the business look like? And they're like, oh, I don't know, I'm doing this. I'm like, oh no, right? Like it doesn't match the life they want. And it's like, hey, you know, like, let's just, if this is what you want, beautiful. We need to reverse engineer so that the business really supports that. And so it's really fun getting to play with that.
Well, I love the fact that you identified very young with your friends that the entrepreneurs are able to really schedule their own time and their management of their business as they have more time with the kids. And it's, you know, it's very important, I think, for entrepreneurs to include their kids so that they can see what they're doing. So many times I speak to young people and they have no clue what their parents do because they're employees somewhere and they have no clue what they do and the contribution they make. So it's really important, I think, to include kids because then they see the value. They feel involved. They feel like they're contribute to it, and you have the opportunity to spend more time with the children as well. So it gives you lots of benefits as being an entrepreneurial mom, right?
Absolutely. Tons of fun. I love it. It's really neat watching my son. I mean, he's already, he's like, well, can't someone else do that? I'm like, hey, too young. You're the one.
Who's helping. That's the 4.5-year-old.
Oh, yeah, that's the 4.5-year-old. And I'm like, oh, he's getting it. He's ready to delegate all his tasks.
I love it. That's fun. Yeah, 3 children under the age of 4.5. That's a lot to deal with and run a successful business. So you've obviously found out how to have systemized delegation and a lot of support team. So talk about how people can find you, Kathy.
KathyKristen.com is probably the best way to find me personally. And then GoBundanceWomen.com, you know, for our women's network. But yeah, anybody that love to connect and chat a little bit more than happy to. And you can go right on my website. You can book a call, a discovery call, just so I can get to know more and what they're looking for. So thank you.
I love it. And so I think, you know, it's really important as women are looking at planning the next year is that they think about how they can really employ some of the things you've talked about. And it starts with mindset change. And so talk a little bit about mindset change as we wrap up this section.
Yes. I think that, you know, it goes back to, you know, what I was talking about. Mindset's everything, right? It's the foundation for how you approach challenges, opportunities, and even your own sense of worth. And so a scarcity mindset can cause you to overthink, right? Thinking that you have to do it all by yourself. But shifting to an abundance mindset and really believing that there's enough time, support, resources, really allows you to let go of unnecessary pressure. And I know for myself, the guilt factor was something that I really, really would held me back. There was a season of my life where it was like, man, I should have done this or I could have done this. And I beat myself up. And then there were areas where I was scared to move. And I was like, no, I can't do that. And I love an Outwitting the Devil where you talk a lot about a lot of this stuff. But it was something that really reinforced, wow, like, in this season, guilt was overcoming my mind and look at how it paralyzed me, you know, and the fear of messing up again or something happening. And I remember going through that time and just how much I learned from that and being able to coach clients to really identify what are their limiting beliefs, what is holding them back and really empowering, you know, replacing them with empowering ones. Because when your mindset aligns with your goals, you naturally make decisions that support sustainable success. And that's what we want for everybody.
I love that. And as we wrap this segment, you're going to stay with me and we're going to do another interview for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. And these are people who basically raise their hands. They want to be number one in their field, live their legacy and create maximum impact. But I love the fact that you talk about design your life. And not only do you teach it, but you actually have created your own. And so in this world of people feeling like they have to do this, they have to do that, you know, they don't. Just create and design the life that you want by taking control of your financial life and not just own your own business, but learn how to take the revenue from that business and reinvest it into assets that can help you give you more freedom to design your life. So talk a little bit about designing your life.
Yeah. And well, I think that first it's getting clear on what kind of legacy, you know, what kind of life you want to have, right? For me, it's all about legacy and what you want to create. And for some, like I said, wealth is about financial freedom. You know, for others, it's about time to make memories with their families or contribute to causes they care about. And so once you're really clear on your purpose, now you can build the systems and investments that align with that vision and, you know, make sure that you think long-term, right? What decisions today will set your family and business up for success for generations to come. Because a big part of wealth building is like I mentioned before, letting go of guilt, whether it's around money, it's around ambition, it's around time, and really embracing the fact that you deserve to thrive, regardless of what's happened, regardless of what choices you might have made in the past. You get to make new choices and you get to take steps forward if you want to, right? And we all have that ability to do so.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today. And again, check out KathyKristen.com or GoBundance for Women, GoBundanceWomen.com. And I appreciate your time, Kathy. Thank you so much. And for all of you watching and listening, rewind this, because Kathy had incredible wisdom that she shared with you, and share it with your friends, people that you know may need it, that little extra bug in the ear to design your life the way you want it to be. So thanks again, Kathy. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And thank you for all you do.
And thank all of you for watching or listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Until next time, you're fabulous. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.